We're studying the book of Philippians from the original language.
Okay.
The letter here is written from Rome, and I wanted to read to you another introduction to the book of Philippians. I think is pretty good. Philippi had a checkered history. It was named after Philip of Macedon, who seized the city in 358 B.C. from the Thracians. He was the father of Alexander the Great in 42 B.C. Mark Antony and Octavius defeated Brutus and Cassius nearby, and therefore transformed the Roman Republic, the oligarchy, into a Roman Empire. Later, Augustus Caesar made Philippi a Roman colony. It was a principal stop on the Great Highway. Traders going east and west would come here, and therefore it was a strategic place for the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was like Galilee, the crossroads of the Middle East world. In the early portion of Paul's second ministry journey, the Lord indicated that He wanted Paul to cross over to Macedonia. Acts 16:9-10, an event which was affected all of our lives in the West. This was the first congregation ever to be established in a European soil. In Acts 16:6-40, Paul describes contact with Lydia and the Philippian jailer's household. Paul may have visited them again, and when they journeyed from Ephesus to Macedonia in Acts 21-11 and 21 and 2 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13 and 2 Corinthians 7, 5 and 6. We know that he spent time there in the spring in Acts 20 and verse 6. It is ironic that Philippians was written in another prison in Rome a decade later. You know, Paul was in prison in the Philippi. Paul, who supported himself ordinarily, refused to receive financial assistance from the churches in 1 Corinthians 9:11-12 and Acts 18:3. However, he did accept encouragement and support from the Philippian brethren when he was in Thessalonica, Philippians 4:16-18. And while in Corinth in 2 Corinthians 11, and verse 9, Epaphroditus arrived in Rome from Philippi with another offering of love. He nearly died but recovered in Philippians 2:25-30 and 4:18. Paul sent him back to Philippi with this letter. And with this heartfelt letter and thanks for their gift, he reassured them that they would be victorious if they had the same attitude of Christ instead of conceited pride in Philippians 2:5-11. And this is a classic example, a classic passage. Although strictly speaking, there is no development of one theme, the main thought of Philippians is the all-sufficiency of Christ in any circumstance, good or bad. And not only that Christ is the Son of God. Christ of the Old Testament, HaMashiach of the Old Testament, and Jehovah of the Old Testament. Christ is the very meaning of life and death. Philippians 1:20-21. More than a dozen passages exude Paul's joy and confidence. He loved them very much and urged them to persevere. And that's exactly what he's going to do in these verses that we have here today that we're going to study. I will read from verses number 1 through 10 from the Amplified Bible, and then we'll go back and we'll read from verses 4 through 10 in the original languages. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, the Messiah, to all the saints, consecrated people in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the bishops and the overseers and the deacons and the assistants. Grace and favor and blessing be to you, and heart peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ the Messiah. I thank my God that in all remembrance of you, and in every prayer of mine, I always make entreaty and mention and petition for you with all joy and delight. I thank my God for our fellowship, your sympathetic cooperation and contributions and partnership in advancing the good news, the gospel, from the first day that you heard of it until now. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing into full completion in you. It is right and appropriate for me to have this confidence and to feel this way about you all, because even as you do me, I hold you in my heart as partakers and sharers, one all and all with me, of God's grace, God's unmerited favor, and spiritual blessing. This is true, both when I am shut up in a prison and when I am in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and the gospel of God. For God is my witness how I long for you and pursue you with all love in the tender mercies of Christ Jesus Himself. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and in all keen insight, and that is in your love may display itself in greater depth and acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value, and recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences, and that you may be untainted and pure and unerring and blameless, and that with heart sincere and certain and unsullied, you may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. What a wonderful verse. What wonderful verses. And this is the introduction, and this is Paul's greeting. Now let's start in verse number 4 with the original language. Pantote, en passe, diese, mu, hiper, panton, himon, meta, karos, tein, deisin, poiomenos. Always, pantote, that's always. A little adverb there. In every petition, that word deise there, it means to bind yourself to God, or bind your mind to God, bind your heart to God. It's come from deo. And it means to bind your heart. It means to stay in a constant or in an absolute, what we might call intimate acquaintance and petition, fixed, what we call one-minded, single-mindedness, obsessive-mindedness. The petitions of me, hyper, on behalf of all of you. And then it says, you with all joy. And that is an instrumental singular. With all joy, that little preposition with there, meta. With all joy, it's an instrumental singular. The joy, the petition, and then making for myself, always making. That's present participle, middle voice, nominative singular masculine. What a beautiful, constantly praying, constantly remembering them always in his heart. And then verse number 5, epi te koinonia, himon, eis to euangelion, apo tes protes, himeras, akri, to knee. Upon the fellowship, the word fellowship, there are things that we have in common. This word common comes out of that. The word communism comes out of this word. The fellowship, the common thing, the fellowship of us, of you all. And then ace to yong leon. Acer is a preposition, page 119, but it means extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. And this here means that it's encompassing all the things concerning the gospel. From the first day, akria, until, this is a conjunction of time. Until. Now. Until the now. A little adverb there, mean. Adverb of time. One verse number six now. Pepoithos. Auto. Tuto. Hoti. Ho. Enoxomenos. En himen. Ergon. Agathon. Epitelese. Akri himeros. Christu Jesu. Having been completely persuaded and confident of this thing, that the one having begun for himself, God, we surrender to God with our wills and volition, and then God empowers us. God having begun in you all a work, a good work. First aorist, nominee singular, masculine, first aorist, participle, middle voice. God having begun in you, that little preposition there, in, page 137 in the analytical lexicon. In you all, locative plural, a good work. That good work there, that's accusative singular. Ergon agathon, a good work. Agathon, that means spiritually good work. Then he shall bring to a complete end and the final end product until the day of the Christ of Jesus, until the day of Christ Jesus. Verse number seven now. Kathos esten dikaion emoi tuto phrone heper Ponton, Himon, Dia, Tol, Ekane, Me, In, Te, Cardia, Himas, In, Te, Tois, Desmois, Mu, Kai, In, Te, Apologia, Kai, Babese, Tu, Euangelio, Si Koinonios, Mu, Teis, Caritos, Pontos, Himas, Ontos. That was a long verse now. There we have this word, kathos, it comes from kata and hos. Kata and hos. And it means just as according to. And page 314 in Thayer's Greek lexicon, it tells you a lot about that word. Just as, according as, it is just. Look at the word righteousness there, dikaion. It is just, it is righteous for me, this thing to think. Phronane, that means with the mind, with the intellect, with the natural intellect there. Comes from phroneo. And it means to think, that's a present infinity, that's a continuing thing. He paired on behalf of all, page 414, that word, and then ponton, little accusative, of all, and it's genitive plural too, of all of you. Then we come to the little word dia there, a conjunction, because of the thing to have me in the heart of you, this love that I have in my heart concerning you all, in the bonds of me and in the defense and in the confirmation. He said, everything I think of, when I'm in jail, when I'm defending myself, when I'm defending the gospel. And then it says in the confirmation, this bibaosen, bibaose. That means to shore up, to make firm. That means to go and dig out a deep place and to build a foundation for a house where it will not be moved in any way. We went up in the mountains yesterday and we saw two houses up there that had been standing up there for over 100 years because they were built on a solid foundation. Now the wood rotted away, the roofs have fallen down, but the walls are still there. If I take you up into Davis Canyon, you'll see the same thing. Old houses up there, the walls are still standing because they were built on solid foundations. That house down there that I lived in, the first home I ever lived in down in the south end of Fish Lake Valley on the Snow Goose Ranch, is still standing. Even though everything else has fallen apart, the foundation and the walls are there. That's what the word bibaousi means. The confirmation of the gospel. Then it says here, si koonounos. That means to be commoners. The having things in common with me, the grace of all of you constantly being. I'm always reminded that we are all held together by the grace of God. As we put up with each other in this life, we do it because we love each other, but because we're all part of the family of God. There are no perfect children of God. We need to remember that always. We're not the perfect one. We're not perfect. But we are God. We belong to Him, and He belongs to us. Martis. Gar. Mu. Hothios. Hos. Epipopo. Pontos. Himas. And splognois. Christu. Jesu. For my witness to God, how I long after. This word is epi and potheo. The word potheo means it's got the idea of lust. It's got the idea of an absolute, a passion. And he said, this is a tremendous, fantastic passion, a powerful passion, that I love you. In my splognus. He said, you are in my guts. Now, the splognois there, it means tender mercy. The bowels of affection. And people in history, when they think emotions, they talk about cardia, the heart. You see something that affects you, either good or bad. If you saw your child being killed, your heart would hurt. Your bowels would be twisted up. And that's what it means here. I remember a long time ago that I was going out on to train one of my church workers on a bus ministry. We were going to go out. And my son took off on his bicycle. He wanted to know if he could ride down the street to see his friend. I said, yeah. I said, be careful. That's what I would say, be careful. And then we got ready to take off out of the yard, and we saw people all gathered around, and we saw a bicycle mangled under a car. I cannot tell you how my heart hurt and my heart was pounding and how my guts were twisted up. When I got up there to where it was, I saw my son with his bicycle on the side of the road. I was so thankful that my guts, I could feel it in my guts. It's a gut feeling you ever heard of? That's what it talks about. It says splognios. I was so thankful that my boy was not hurt. But then I saw the little boy that he was going to go play with, and he was underneath the car. And then I had more emotions. My bowels again were twisting. It's spastic colons, this irritable bowels in them, all of this. This is from this right here. As we look and we go through emotions, emotional things in our lives, our splagna, our guts, we have gut affections. We love someone with all our guts, so to speak. And that's what Paul is using here. I love you with all my guts. Belonging to Christ Jesus. Verse number 9. Kai, tuto. Prothukamai. Hina. Hei, agape. Himon. Eti. Malon. Kai, malon. Perisiu. En. Epinose. Kai, posse. Ice, they say. And this I pray. Now look at this word. This is first person singular, present, indicative, matter, active, or middle voice, that is. First person singular, present, indicative, middle voice. Here we see the compassion coming from Paul's heart again. Now, as we look at Greek, as we study theology, and as we think about the Calvinistic idea of theosophy, I am a Calvinist. I am a Christian. You've got Calvinists and Arminians. Arminians aren't much. That is all works, basically. The Calvinist idea is that God saved you, but there's superlapsarian, infralapsarian, and sublapsarian ideas of that. I'm a modified sublapsarian. God saves us by His grace, absolutely, but He gives something inside of us that gives us the ability to choose or not to choose. That's volition. The most dangerous gift that God ever gave to man. And this I pray for myself in order that the love, the hei agape. Now there's a lot of words for love in Greek. As we look up here, I've got the little analytical lexicon right here. Let's see what I can find. If I have it in this one, it may be in the other one. Probably in the other one, I think. Word for love. It is agape, which we're talking about. That is a sacrificial love. That is a love that is absolutely that you will lay your life down for somebody. Then there's the word philo. And the word philo has 11 pages in the lexicon. 11 pages talking about philo. And that means to have a friendly affection for, to like a lot. You like chocolate a lot? You like coffee a lot? These are things that you like a lot. You have friendship. This is a very close friendship. But this philo is not somebody you will die for. The word philanthropy, the word philonekos, that means fond of contention. People that like to fight. We have philo agathos, people that love goodness. We have Philadelphia, people that love men. That's what we call the love of your brother, brotherly love. Philadelphos, brotherly loving. Philanthros, that means husband loving. Women love their husbands. Some of them don't, some of them do. You know. Philanthropia, to love mankind. The word philanthropist comes from that word. Now this is the word philo. All right, the word agapeo, that's a special word that we're talking about here now. We have the word philoagoros. That means to love well, to be captivated by wealth. Philoautos, that means self-loving. We don't have any trouble with that. We have to teach people to love beyond themselves. Philedono, the love of pressure. That word we'll get the word hedonism. Another word for love is erotao, and that means a sexual desire, erotic. Then we have the word ponerio. That means a twisted love, a homosexuality, prostitution, to love evil, pornography. Storge. That means a natural affection of your family. These are words for love in Greek. All right? That you may love. That the love of you, yet. That little eti there, that is an adverb of time. On page 171 tells you about that in the analytical lexicon. And malon, that's a comparative adverb. Kai malon, another but rather. It may abound. Perisikusia. That means a third person singular present subjunctive action. That it may or it that may abound in you. There we have the subjunctive mode again. Here we have we may or may not do it. In the full knowledge, epinose, complete knowledge, and all spiritual understanding, that word aesthesi, internal sense of perception, all spiritual understanding. And then the last verse, Aisto dokimazen. Himas ta dio foronton. Hina ete elek trines kai apo pros kopotoi eis hemera Christou. Now that was a very long verse in English. It means that one Greek word means a lot of things. It covers a lot of understanding. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action, ace. Unto the, to prove, present infinitive active, that means to assay, to test things. There was ways that at one time that you could do a quick test on whether something was gold or silver. It was called a test stone. And he said, I want you to understand and to prove to all of you. And then we have the word dia feronta. And dia fero, that means to carry through. To carry completely through. To carry through and to carry away in order that ye may be. And again, we have the subjunctive mode, don't we? Salvation is subjunctive. It is subjunctive in that we believe or we do not believe, and that believing is our volition. But the true belief, for in grace ye have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourself is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The faith, once we surrender to God, we have the faith to believe, don't we? And that is the gift of God. In order that ye may be tested. Enikrines. That means you may be tested thoroughly. Ye may prove you all the things differing and to carry unto, that ye may be tested in the sunlight. You take something out, you ever get a splinter in your finger? Or some piece of metal or something, and you have to go out in the sunlight to really see it? Because that's the purest light? That's what it means right here. Be tested by sunlight. No shadows anywhere. And unoffensive. Apo skopoi. Unoffending to the ones looking forward unto the day of Christ. That we might be unoffensive to the ones looking forward to the day of Christ. Our Father, we send this message out that it might touch hearts everywhere and see a man that knows that he's going to die And yet, if God has given him, or you have given him, a little while to finish his race. And may we finish our race as honorable to you also. And may this word touch people's lives all over the world. In Jesus' name I pray.